Hey fam, it's Caleb. I just wanted to give you guys a couple of quick notes on episode 58, The Mutiny. We actually originally recorded this episode in January of 2018. And if you hear us talking about winter weather, that's why. Actually, as it so happens, we recorded this episode just a few days before I proposed to Kristen. And much to my surprise, moving 1,300 miles, planning a wedding, and finding a new job took a bit more of my normal podcast editing time than expected. But regardless, I'm excited now to be able to present you with this conversation from January, entirely unedited, with the exception, of course, of Noah's usual and insistent cussing, which I had to cut out. Thanks for listening. Enjoy! Hey, welcome to episode number 58 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me, not joining me, wait a minute, what's happening?
It's a mutiny.
I don't know. Somewhere lost in the middle of Arkansas is my family. How are y'all doing?
Hi, Caleb.
We're not lost, we're in the dump. I mean, where are you at?
That's a good point. I'm lost somewhere, not in the dump. So this is our first ever remote recording.
We're not together.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I can't see y'all. That was the voice of my lovely mother, Miss Carla.
Hey, Caleb.
How are you, Mama?
I'm tired.
Are you?
I am.
I'm kind of tired, too.
I had a busy day.
And joining her, too, I assume to either her left or right, I don't know, I can't see them, is my older brother, Noah.
Hi, I'm sitting in the captain's bench.
That's right. This is a mutiny.
It's not a mutiny.
Yes, it is.
A mutiny would be if I was on the ship and you took over. I'm not on the ship.
So we've already mutinied.
We tossed you.
No, I'm just not there.
No, you were tossed.
Maybe you just left without me. I don't know. That was the voice of my younger brother.
Hold on.
Seth.
I think he ran away.
No, I kicked him out of the nest. That's how I hurt my foot.
Oh.
Ah, okay. I see. There's a story we can get back to.
Okay. All in favor of making Noah acting captain as first mate and our captain's currently off the ship, say aye.
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 Nay.
I prefer the term acting host.
Okay. Acting host.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Noah. You're acting host.
Which sounds like a virus, actually.
Acting host. All right, host. Go for it.
Actually, I didn't have any plans, so somebody else take over. I spent my entire time trying to get this working.
Hey, if he's down, then that makes me the host.
Go for it, Seth.
Go for it.
So yeah, you up there in Boston land, right?
Yeah, actually, sort of. I'm actually right now in this very moment in a home here in Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
Boston land.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, here's the thing. If you live in Mass, you kind of live in the Boston area. Like,
it sounds so New England. Tewksbury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's the weather been up there?
You know, it's actually it's not been horrible. Like, it's been cold and it snowed some, but it's not been, like, horrible. It sounds like it's been worse, actually, down there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is it's actually been, I think, colder and perhaps snowier here. In Arkansas, in the south.
Yeah, it's been above freezing like the last 3 or 4 days in a row.
We finally got above freezing.
It's been below freezing like most of the day, but it's been getting up above freezing a little bit too, so.
Yep. All right.
Well, you're the host, Seth. Keep going.
I was thrown into this.
In other words, he's not prepared to host.
No.
I'll say it's not as easy as it sounds,
We've had an exciting week, though.
Yeah. Speaking of cold temperatures.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about
Mama, tell us about the cold temperatures.
It's been really, really cold.
Can I ask a quick question before this podcast goes any further? Have we emptied the bucket today?
No, we haven't.
We shouldn't have to, though. The pipes are thawed.
At this exact moment, they are. Yeah. Let's explain to our listeners. We have a problem with our heater that when it drops below freezing, I guess the drain pipe freezes over or something, and instead of the water running out of the house, it runs under the heater and floods. So we have a bucket setting under our heater to catch the water, and then we have bucket drills or bucket Anyway, somebody has to empty the bucket or it runs over. And then we had another problem with a pipe that burst in the garage this week.
Yeah. Woohoo. So yeah. Mother and I had gone into town to run some errands. And we were gone, oh, how long? What do you think? Four hours?
Yeah, a few hours, 2 or 3 hours.
3, 4 hours, something like that. We get home, and lo and behold to us, the garage has flooded.
And the puppy dogs were not happy. They did not look like living in a swimming pool.
No.
It was kind of a swimming pool for them.
Are you sure? That sounds like something Cola would like.
Were they up on the step, like just trying to get out of the water and looking at it?
I don't know. Their little bellies were wet and their paws were wet. So they'd been wandering around in it for a while. Probably.
Maybe Cola was swimming in it.
Here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Did the ducks try to get in and swim in it?
They probably would have had we let them out.
Yeah, they were still put up. They hadn't been let out yet. So, no. They probably would have loved gone swimming in it because they haven't had any water this week. The water hydrants have been frozen on the outside. So the only way we can get water is carry out a bucket of water and give it to them. And 9 ducks in a bucket of water don't go very far.
No.
No. So they've been wanting water really badly. They can hardly wait till it rains tomorrow.
But thankfully, Noah came to our rescue. Noah, fill us in on that end.
I was told to go by the church and pick up a wet vac from Chad. And
a wet vac or a shop vac?
Shop vac, whatever.
Same thing.
And I brought it home and started sucking up the water and dumping it out. And then Seth took over and finished everything.
It looks really clean and nice out there now. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, the floor needed a good scrubbing.
So anyway, one little catastrophe down. I hope we don't have any more. I hope the weather will just warm up and we're...
You know, looking at the forecast, like the 10-day, it's supposed to be up like in the 50s or 60s like every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I may go swimming.
Hey, I said we should go to the Washita River.
If it gets that warm, I may go do it.
Go put your foot in, eat a pizza.
I'm thinking it can't be any colder than that swimming pool was over at the River Center. It was so cold in there. The people kept coming and going and opening the door, and it's, you know, 10 degrees outside, and all that cold air comes rushing in, cools the water off.
Yeah.
The water was cold.
Let me tell you, a couple nights ago when Kristen and I were in Boston, we went to a pizza restaurant, and the table they gave us was right between the two doors.
Ooh.
And so, like, every time somebody came in, which was, like, every 3 seconds, a blast of, like, Arctic air would come across our table.
Hey.
Did you go find another table?
We asked for another table, and they were like, no, if you've been seated, you have to stay seated, which is kind of like, oh, really? Can I leave? Or like, do you have to stay here forever? Like,
I'd have just got up and left.
Yeah.
Or just got up and moved to another table.
I would have too, but I have to admit, it was really good pizza.
Well, still.
What kind of pizza?
Take your pizza with you.
One of them was a meatball pizza. The other one was a chicken pesto.
So, really quickly, why don't you just tell our listeners who Kristen is and kind of what you're doing in Boston? Just give a recap in case they don't know what's going on there.
Why you've been sent on this alien mission.
Yeah, so Kristen is the mysterious girl who keeps popping up in our podcasts, and I've decided to come up here and visit her for a while. So, I'm up here for 6 weeks, actually. So, I'm going to be spending some time up here. I jumped on a plane on Saturday, and we flew up, and just been hanging out, working on some stuff, and having some fun, and just been enjoying my adventure.
Well, good.
That's about it.
Good. So, we've kind of talked a little bit about our week, but has anyone done anything else mentionable or that they want to share on the podcast, Noah?
I beat the best player at...
How do you say that?
Hanamakoji.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
Hanamakoji.
Woohoo!
Hanamakoji.
Good job, man. Does that mean you're like the reigning heavyweight champion in the world?
Oh, no. I was close. I made it all the way to second overall at one point. I've dropped back down to being fourth. But the fact that I beat the best guy, I finally got a chance to play him because he's one of those people that I like see him playing, but he only plays like one game every day, I think, just to keep his score up. So,
yeah, once you get to the top, you don't want to lose it. So.
Yeah. I lost a lot of bad wins, though. Like I said, I dropped from second all the way back down to fourth. But I'm working my way back up, and it helps when you beat people that are better than you because it's a whole lot better than beating people that are worse than you. And since I'm fourth, there aren't very many people better than me. So it's hard for me to get my score higher.
Well, I'm really glad that you had that honor, Noah. But quite frankly, I'm a little bit perturbed too. Because now you only play these people online who are good, and you won't play me anymore.
Yeah, it is a real problem. And when you do play her, you're too good at it now.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was never good enough to play Noah at this game anyway, so it doesn't change anything.
I've been teaching Wes how to play.
Okay, well, maybe Wes will come and play me then.
Poor Wes.
Yeah.
He hasn't won yet.
Yeah, I kind of doubt he does.
Well, I don't think I have anything interesting to say. I went to visit with Mary and to see her new puppy, but then when we got about halfway there, I found out her puppy wasn't there.
Oh.
So I had to go see.
What did Mary end up naming her new puppy?
Lexi? No.
Start with Z, I thought.
Zena?
Zena? No.
No.
Zena?
Zeely?
I think it's something like that.
Zeely?
All right, Noah's looking this up for us.
Zika?
Was it Zika? Like the virus?
Maybe.
I would say that's kind of what it sounded like.
I thought it was Zena.
No, neither one of those are right.
I don't think so either.
Mary, if you know what the name of your puppy is, let us know.
I'll find it just a second.
At HardwickPodcast.com or on Facebook at Facebook.com/HardwickPodcast.
The puppy's name was Ziva.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Ziva.
It's like... rhymes with a diva.
So if Mary is my niece, and this is our puppy, so is this my grand niece pup?
Yeah, I don't know.
People have their fur babies, and then they have their fur nieces and fur nephews. So this would be my grand fur niece, I think.
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Caleb, you missed out on... an awesome sports session on Sunday.
Oh yeah. We played volleyball.
Yeah.
We won.
We actually won. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting story there. So Chad had posted on shout out to Chad. What do you call him, Caleb?
Chaudre the Padre,
yeah. To come and play basketball at the River Center. And we got there and there was all of like five of us, and they had all the courts taken because they were all playing full courts. Like, come on, guys, that's kind of rude. But oh well. So we went over to the volleyball court and started playing volleyball. It was me, Noah, and Brayclay, and against Colton and Quentin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. And
I want to be on Colton and Quentin's team.
Yeah, they were beating us. They were the best for sure. But no, okay, so we played for like a little while, and then the adult league volleyball team showed up to practice for just whatever, you know, their adult league is, one of the teams. And it's like, hey, y'all want to practice against us? You know, have some practice?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can see where this is going. The semi-professional adult league up against five guys who've never played volleyball before. Anyway, let's just say we beat them 3 times straight.
Wow, good job.
Like me and Seth contributed anything.
Hey, I got a couple serves. That was about it.
I got a couple of blocks on a five-year-old.
Good job.
Yeah, one of the people had let their kid play to make their sixth person. We didn't get a sixth person. I got to say, I mean, maybe that's why we won. I don't know.
Possibly.
But yeah, that was interesting.
Cool.
A lot of people were asking where you were Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're being missed.
I'm glad. I mean, I'm sad for them, but I'm glad to know that people are missing me.
So what do you have for us?
I'll say I had some exciting things been happening.
Oh, tell us about those.
Okay, so let's see. One day we were driving up into New Hampshire to drop Kristen's sister off at her school, and we decided to go to the beach. Go see the Atlantic Ocean again. So we drove not too far. It wasn't a very long drive over to Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. If y'all remember my previous experience with New Hampshire, it was that it was kind of poorly lit, poor roads, and very hard to find any bathrooms that are open. But in this case, it was during the day. And so
there were plenty of bathrooms during the day.
Actually, really, it was still kind of hard to find a bathroom, even during the day. But anyway, we went over to the beach, and we parked, and we realized it was freezing outside. it was like 16 degrees and windy, so the wind chill was probably who knows what. It was cold. It was like 5, something like that, wind chill. And so we're like, hey, let's go onto the beach. And then so like we ran out onto the beach, and then we ran back to the car. And that was pretty much our beach trip.
Did you get your feet wet? Did you stick it in the ocean?
No. Wasn't about to stick my feet in the ocean when it's 5-degree wind chill.
Oh, well.
Anyway, so that was one of the adventures we had. And then a couple nights ago, Kristen and I went into Boston, and we had dinner at the pizza place I mentioned. And then we went to the aquarium. Again, we only had like half an hour.
You played with stingrays.
The aquarium was closing at 5, and we got there just before like 4:30. And so we had just enough time to go in and kind of like touch some stuff in the touch pool. Stingrays, like you said, manta rays, or whatever they were. There was a couple of sharks in there too. That was cool. So I got to touch a shark.
Wow.
Yeah, exciting. And then after that, we still had some time left, so we decided to go to a movie, an unmentionable movie, because that's how we roll.
Are you going to review it for us?
You want to?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to get Kristen on here. Kristen's going to help me review this movie.
And this brings us to the section of the show called Unmentionable Movie Reviews with Caleb and Kristen.
Hey, so I'm Caleb and this is Kristen. We're going to do a movie review.
All right.
So, like I said, we went to a movie the other night. It was a movie that we, both of us were kind of like, hey, let's go see this movie. So, Kristen, what'd you think?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5?
Yeah.
I think I feel about the same way.
It was meh, but it was like a pleasant meh. I'm not mad that we saw it.
Not at all.
But I wouldn't go pay to see it again.
maybe rent it someday. Or catch it on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us anything about this movie? Like, what was one of the highlights or the disappointments?
So, yeah. Interesting. This is a movie that's like a historical biopic, sort of. And yet, at the same time, it's also like mixed with High School Musical.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it didn't do either of those very well.
Yeah. It was kind of like, good try, but not so great.
So, it was like... They wrote all these songs, and then they wanted to make a movie to go around them. So the songs didn't really have anything to do with the movie. They were just pop songs that they stuck in.
So it's a movie with a historical context and pop songs. And the two don't quite fit together very well.
No.
Right.
And like I think Kristen said when we were talking about it, like there's a way to make a movie like set in a historical period with modern songs, but the way they did it was not very well done.
No, it didn't seem very intentional.
Yeah, it just didn't mesh quite right. And the songs themselves just weren't that good. Although, right. To be fair, she and I have kind of been like singing one of the songs, or at least humming the tune from it all day. So
that's true.
Maybe they did better than we thought. I don't know. If their goal was to get it stuck in your head, then I guess they did do horrible.
Definitely an earworm.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Don't give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell our listeners what they really want to know.
Yeah, okay.
How was the popcorn?
Well, you know, funny thing, yeah. We're both broke. We don't have. we the movie ticket kind of zapped us out of funds. Yeah. True. No, the funny thing is that we got popcorn afterward because we had some leftover popcorn Kristen's mom had from the Boston Bruins hockey game, so we had popcorn after the movie.
Right.
That's just kind of how we roll. We see the movie first, then we try the popcorn.
We did bring pizza into the movie.
That's true. We hid it in my bag. We didn't eat it during the movie, though, but we could definitely smell it.
Oh, yeah. It smelled great.
So then all of our listeners, if you are going to see this unnamed movie that's sort of musical, sort of historical, it sounds like that they would recommend that you just wait and rent it at the Redbox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's...
It'll be on Netflix next year, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Or Netflix.
If you can wait this long, you can wait another year.
You can wait another year.
More than likely, you didn't even know this movie was out there.
It's interesting because like this movie is set in historical context, but I don't think it was very accurate. I was reading about the subject in this, and a lot of the stuff in the film was just kind of a little bit of liberty, artistic liberty there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like 2 degrees removed from reality with the music and the historical part. So you're left kind of with the story that's not quite realistic and also not quite true.
What did you like about the movie?
Good question. I think the central character's actor did a really good job.
I agree. I think most of the actors did a good job.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that I'm like, meh, not so much. Mm. I enjoyed it visually. I thought it was pretty well done. Like, graphically, I thought it was nice and colorful. And...
yeah. It got the what it was trying to get across.
Yeah, I think so.
Through visuals and that sort of thing.
I agree. What do you like, Kristen?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, was just the trying to think of the right word to use to not give it away.
The aesthetic.
Yeah, I guess so. And you did kind of feel like you could be in the world that they wanted you to be in, even if it wasn't the real world.
Right, right.
So when they released the coloring book for this movie, it would be a good coloring book for me to buy.
Definitely.
I agree.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. I think this concludes our movie review.
Seth, you want to give us an outro?
Well, there you go, folks. You've heard Caleb and Kristen's opinion of this unnamed, unmentionable movie. Caleb, how many thumbs would you rate this?
Are we doing real thumbs or Uncle Alan thumbs?
Either.
Okay, and Uncle Alan thumbs, I'm going to give it 1 3/4 Uncle Alan thumbs.
Okay. Very impressive.
No, that's too much. 1 1/4 Uncle Alan thumbs.
Oof.
Mm. Maybe 1 1/3. I don't know. 1 and then not quite a whole. Okay, I don't know.
Segway.
Okay, so what I have here is my top, 6 observations after having driven in Massachusetts for a few days.
Number 5. Already starting at number 1.
I think you would start at number 6.
Number 6.
All right, number 6. They're not in any special order, but here we go. Ready?
Oh.
Number 1, or number 6, as Seth said, there's a lot of snowplows. Like, I didn't expect this, but there's just a lot of snowplows. It's just kind of like an accessory to a truck.
Yeah, we said that's the mark of manliness, is having a snowplow.
Yeah.
Here, it's having a cattle guard and a...
high beams.
A gun
off
rack.
The top of your
gun
truck.
Rack. Yeah, a gun rack.
And high beams.
Yeah. But I didn't really expect that. I thought, okay, you have city snow trucks that are always working. But no, now it's just like, if you're just a casual person and you want a really cool feature for your truck, you get a snowplow.
You know, we just got snow in Arkansas, and I don't remember seeing a single snowplow.
Not a one.
Noah saw one.
You Noah saw one? Okay.
Yeah. There you go. There's a big difference. All right. Observation number 2.
Number 5.
Or number 5, whichever way you want to count. There are so many potholes.
It's because of all the snowplows.
Well, a lot of snow freezes in the road and makes a lot of potholes. Speaking of which, Kristen, what happened to you?
I hit a pothole and I lost a hubcap.
Yeah. When we were driving back from New Hampshire.
We just shouldn't go to New Hampshire.
Yeah. It's cold, it's dark, and there's potholes.
No bathrooms.
We hit a big pothole and apparently we lost a hubcap.
But we survived.
Good job. Good job. Kristen was driving, so it's her fault.
Did you get out and get the hubcap?
No, we didn't realize it fell off until we were about halfway home.
Yeah. Apparently, Kristen's dad went and looked for it, but it was I think it was a graveyard of hubcaps anyway, because other people had the same problem.
It was a very big pothole. I tried to avoid it. It didn't happen.
Well, there you go, folks. Just don't have hubcaps on your car.
Right.
They're going to fall off.
It's just no point in this time of year. Yeah, so tons of potholes. All right, number 3 and or number 4.
Number 4.
Okay, this one has bugged me. There, at least around here, and according to Kristen's dad, not really in Massachusetts at all, there are not cross street signs at the end of a street. There's only like the street that you're on. It didn't show you what street you're turning onto.
Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, it's super annoying because I never know where I am. I'm like, what's the street I'm turning onto?
Yeah, if you're turning off of the main road, they'll show you which street you're going to be turning onto. But if you're turning onto a main road, they don't usually have them.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, what street am I turning onto? I don't know. There's no sign that tells me. Yeah, very frustrating. I've gotten lost a couple times because of that. All right, number 4 and or number 3?
Number 3.
Okay, the roads here are just like totally not gridded at all. There's just like no organization to it anyway. there's really no easy way to get anywhere. You have to take like side streets to get anywhere.
Don't you normally have to take side streets to get places that aren't on the main road?
No, even like to get places on the main road, like you gotta take side streets. There's just no easy way to get anywhere around here.
Yeah, and every road is a winding road.
Yeah, trust me, if you were here, you'd understand it. All right.
Number two.
Number five and or number two, I've noticed it's just a lot of furniture out on the side of the road. Kristen, what's the deal with that? Why do people put all their furniture on the side of the road?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you about that. Unless, I mean, the only thing I can think of, it's a more recent phenomenon, and I wonder if last week with the storm, a lot of people had flooding problems. Because we've seen a lot of couches and, like, upholstered furniture on the road.
Yeah, it's, like,
so
everywhere.
That's probably what it is. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely is a culture when it's nicer out of you leave furniture on the side of the road and people can take it.
Uh-huh.
That's normal. But, yeah, I don't know what it's been this week. I think it does have something to do with the flooding after the blizzard last week.
Well, I mean, they do that back home in Arkansas, too, like put furniture out. We've got rid of some furniture that way ourselves.
Right.
But I guess it's been cold and, like, snowy and, like, nobody wants to go pick up furniture right now when it's covered in snow.
That's a thing because you're looking at furniture that's been out there for weeks because it was buried in snow for a long time.
Yeah. So there's just,
it's a buildup of furniture.
So there's just couches with snow on them on the side of the road everywhere. It's kind of wild.
That's interesting.
And the number one.
So number one and or number six, you know, those all sound like I'm complaining about roads in Massachusetts, but number one is actually kind of a two-parter. I have to say, by and large, people seem to be pretty safe drivers here, that they take the icy roads pretty seriously, and they don't seem to speed too much. There's a few wackos, of course, but and then the flip side of that is it, More or less, it seems like it's pretty scenic around here. The snow is pretty.
The snow on the golf course was pretty.
Yes, it was.
There you go. Those are my top six observations after having driven in Massachusetts for a few days.
I have a question.
Okay.
Have you wrecked the car yet, Caleb?
No, not at all.
Good for you.
And you didn't lose a hubcap.
Yeah.
Shoot, I owe you like, what, $5, Mama?
Yeah, you have to pay me off, Seth.
You can put that $5 in a fund for when he does wreck the car.
We'll do that.
And this brings us into the final segment of our show, Sound Advice, where each of our cast members, I don't know, what do we call ourselves? Castaways? I mean, we're kind of like pirates this time. We did mutiny.
I'm a castaway. Y'all are just podcast hosts.
Okay. Where each of our hosts give you sound advice.
I like crew members.
Crew members. Ooh, there you go.
Crew member works. That's good.
What does that make me?
Crew member at?
I like it.
You're like the person in the credits who has like an untitled row or name. You're just like crew member number four.
Right.
You know?
So, anyone got any sound advice this week?
Reoccurring guest.
Yes, I have some sound advice.
All right. What is it?
Now, this is advice for all of those people out there who decide to get a puppy. If you want to sleep, don't get a beagle.
What about a bagel?
A bagel might work. It might make you sleep.
What about a bugle?
Bugles might work as well.
Those will wake you up.
Depends on the kind of bugle. But
and how poorly you play. What about a bangle?
The whole time, I had supper with Mary tonight. I've already mentioned the fact that she got a puppy, and it was a beagle puppy. And the whole time we were eating, she kept yawning. And I'm like, Mary, what's wrong? I'm so tired, Aunt Carla. Why are you tired? It's the beagle puppy. It apparently beagles all night, or whatever beagles do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know if there's a quieter dog out there. Maybe some of our listeners would know that
That's
if you're going
right.
to get a puppy, that you should get a quieter puppy.
If you know what the quietest puppy is out there, please let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/HardwickPodcast.
And while I assured Mary that the beagle is going to grow out of some of its beagling at night, I may have lied to her. I'm not sure. So, you know, if you know a little bit about beagles and want to jump in on this, then go over to the Facebook page.
Does her
and comment.
Beagle sound like Snoopy on Charlie Brown?
I don't know. It wasn't there. I didn't get to see it.
What does Snoopy sound like?
I don't think Snoopy makes any noise.
Yeah, he does. He makes that whining noise.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think that's probably what little Ziva sounds like.
Her beagle, whatever. What was the name? Ziva?
Ziva.
Ziva. Okay, Ziva was actually being babysat, you know, kept in a different location tonight so Mary that Mary could break. Get some sleep.
Wow.
It's like having a baby in the house.
So welcome to being a parent, Mary.
Welcome to parenthood. So hopefully Mary will be feeling much better tomorrow after getting a good night's sleep. That's my advice.
Noah, Caleb, or Kristen?
My advice is if you have to go boot shopping in the Massachusetts area, don't go to Payless, Marshall's, Target, Kohl's, Walmart, or Famous Footwear.
So in other words, don't go to your first six options. Just skip to the seventh store that you try.
Yeah. Go to Bob's Foot... Wait, Bob's Stores, and because they had more boots than pretty much every other one of those combined.
This was Bob's Boot Store?
No, it's just called Bob's Stores. I don't know. It's kind of similar to a... I don't know. What's it similar to?
I don't know. It's kind of its own animal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Low budget REI, maybe?
Do they have other things besides shoes?
Yeah, it's kind of like a outdoor clothing and boots and...
Low budget LL
Again,
Bean.
We've never been to an LL Bean there either.
Sorry.
Name something we have.
Yeah, I really shouldn't have asked you.
Well, I'll remember that next time I'm buying boots.
Yeah, in Massachusetts
Boston.
Area. Yeah.
Greater Boston area.
I have to tell you, though, yeah. It was pretty frustrating. I went to, whatever, six different places before I found this one, and I wish I had went there first.
Did they have boots for me?
Probably.
Yeah, they have women's clothes, too.
Well, if the orthopedic doctor wants me to wear a boot on my left foot, could you get one and send me one
just
shoe?
Just a single boot.
Just one?
Just one boot. I just need one.
I don't think that's the boot that they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Noah, Kristen?
Well, sticking with the trend of places to find stuff, after four stops, I managed to find those Krispy Kreme mini crullers.
You did?
So if someone out there is looking for them, you can find them at Walmart, like most things.
You should just look there first. You can find them at Bob's Stores.
Yeah, except for boots. Yeah. No boots at Walmart.
No boots, yeah.
How about you, Kristen? Do you have any sound advice for our listeners?
Beware of potholes. Watch where you're driving.
That is some of the most sound advice of the show.
Especially if you're in New Hampshire or Massachusetts.
Potholes are evil.
Yeah. Also, watch out for plot holes.
Mm.
Plot holes. Yeah.
Plot holes.
Was there any
bad
plot holes in this unmentionable movie?
I'm sure we could find some.
Probably some on our podcast.
I mean, every bit of historical context is a pretty big plot hole in that movie.
True. The biggest plot hole being that the main character who lived in, you know, the 19th century was rapping.
Right.
That was a little jarring.
Yeah.
What about you, Seth? Do you have any advice?
You know, I do have some advice for our listeners. Don't try and take over a ship and become the new captain. Just be cool with the captain you got and don't mutiny and throw him overboard like Jonah. It may come back to haunt you for the rest of your life.
When y'all threw me overboard, did it stop storming?
No, it didn't.
No, actually, it flooded the garage.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how you know it wasn't God's will.
Yep.
It's so, yeah.
I have a better advice. If you're going to take things over, have a plan first.
There you go. That's the better option.
So next week, we'll return you to your regularly scheduled hosting.
All right. Wrap us up, Seth.
Oh. I thought I was returning us. Do I still have to wrap us up?
Either way, you want me to take back over?
Okay. Well, folks, thank you for listening to this episode of Hardwick Sound, episode number 58, or as the Romans would have called it, XVIII.
I think you're missing an
right.
L.
Did I do that right?
LV.
No, wait, it'd be LVIII.
Yeah,
that's right. Ha ha. See, I figured it out.
This episode will, for now on, be known as the Mutiny episode.
Episode 58, The Mutiny.
All right, everyone. One last thing. Say it with me all together.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
And don't fall into the pothole. That's right, Noah. So long, folks.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.